Okay, so I have three quotes from the internet on forgetfulness. Let's start with this. Okay. Listen, I think Friedrich, I had to Google how to pronounce his last name. Friedrich Nietzsche was, I think.
Nietzsche.
According to Google, I put it in Google, pronounced, and made him talk to me. Said Nietzsche. So that's a machlokas Google and you. Because I wasn't sure I was going to botch the pronouncing. But he was German. I don't think he was Jewish either. He must have been. Well, he was not probably not so great for the Jews either. But anyway, he used to say, the advantage of a bad memory is that one enjoys several times the same good things for the first time. Well, that's number one. The other two I never heard of. These are like more modern day, you know, I don't even know if these people are Buddhists or whatever. The only thing faster than the speed of thought is the speed of forgetfulness. Good thing we have other people to help us remember. Okay. Three, your advantage in forgetting is that you'll forget to write yourself off as a lost cause. So that is the concept of forgetfulness, and I am sure happens to you as it happens to me, and that you forget basic things. So you're so excited you move into a new house. You remember the, you know, the old shiurim about bringing your mezuzahs, not bringing your mezuzahs. The guy, but you buy a house of a non-Jew, and now they have no mezuzahs up. You're so excited to spend $1,000 to go buy your new mezuzahs. You go buy beautiful, elaborate mezuzahs and etc. You hang them up with such a slavos, with such passion around your house. You're so excited about the mitzvah. You wash until it's a dime. You wear your hat, your gartel. But a week later, you realize your neighbor comes in and said, oh, it's beautiful mezuzahs. You made the bracha, right? Awkward silence. Whoops. So a week later, completely forgot to make the bracha. What do you do now? Anyone?
Too late.
Too late. So that's it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No,
I agree. Is this side of the table, that side of the table?
No.
Oh, you're with that side. So you have to switch seats. So yeah.
The other edge will be is you could adjust one of the mezuzahs.
You could adjust the mezuzahs? Okay, but first of all, you make a little adjustment over there. Does that need a whole new bracha? We're going to have to cover that in a separate shiur. But like you're making a huge assumption. If I just go shimmy it.
Like you do with film.
Okay, so you just made a tremendously big assumption that mezuzah is the exact same thing as tefillin.
Why would it be similar to, let's say, like bris milah?
Okay.
That if someone, let's say, wasn't from, whatever, didn't have a, right, didn't have an 8 days old, then they're 14 years old.
Yeah.
Right? And they, so it's not the exact
same. But there it was, the act wasn't done correctly.
No, understood. But
here, the act was done correctly, Shum. Yeah. The mezuzah was put of the act itself.
I understand, but yeah. I guess the comparison I would try to make is the fact that something wasn't done in the proper time and there's still an opportunity to do it after.
Okay, so you're in the right path, but I don't like your example. Meaning I'm totally with you, and I think your svar is correct, but I don't know if I would use bris milah as the right example because bris milah... I mean, I guess the question, bris milah, I'm going to tweak your example, and then I'm fine. Let's say a person does a totally kosher bris milah, totally kosher with a rav who's got a longer beard than the floor, yeah, totally everything is fine. He does the bris milah, but he just forgets to make the bracha.
Or from a doctor who did it correctly.
Who did it be'ilchus milah, correct. And had every all the intentions, the kavanas, the netivas yadayim, the gartel, everything, but he forgot to make the bracha. That's a better example. I don't like the idea of someone not doing it correctly. Because here it was done correctly. You put up your mezuzah 100% correctly. You just forgot to make the bracha. So let's vote. Who says? Bracha. Okay, fine. So Dr. Levinson, you're a tzaddik. You fulfilled the mitzvah completely. But you're just a shlomazel. You're a shlomazel. No, you're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik, but a shlomazel. You put it all up correctly. I'm not doubting that your mezuzahs are good on your house. The shaila is, do you have to make a bracha? No, you make a new bracha or not? What do you think? Yes or no? Yeah? You can answer. Doesn't have to be at any age. If you put up your mezuzahs, you forgot to make the bracha, can you make the bracha after you put up the mezuzahs?
Let me give you another case.
You make the bracha normally before you...
So normally all mitzvahs in the Torah, right, when you shake the lulav, you make a bracha before or after you shake the lulav?
Before.
Right? You do any other mitzvah. Huh? Okay, candlelight. You try to trip me up.
Is it on Shabbos that you forget?
Excellent question. Is it on Shabbos that you forgot? No, for writing the candles or for the mezuzah?
For the mezuzah.
Excellent question. What about on Shabbos? These are great, excellent, excellent question. If it's on Shabbos and you can't do your shtick and take it down on Shabbos and put it back up.
If you put on a mezuzah right before Shabbos and it was a
It's a great question. You put it up right before Shabbos, and now you can't do your shtick. You had such a great idea. Just take it down and put it right back up. Now it's Shabbos. You know, ready? May put it up. Kenny, you can't do it. You can't put it back up. Excellent point.
So we're, after?
That's what we're going to discuss. So listen carefully, and afterwards, you'll tell me if you like the answer. Okay. Comes along. Excellent. Excellent. Comes along the Rambam and says a rule. Rambam has a rule. Rambam has a rule for you. Listen to this rule. Ha'osem mitzvah. You do a mitzvah. V'lo birich. And you forget to make a bracha. Im mitzvah sha'adayin asiyosa kayemes. If it's a mitzvah where the asiyosa, you want to translate that word? Okay. The action, kayemes, is still going on. Mivarech achar asiyah. And you can make a bracha after the action.
Is the mitzvah of mezuzah?
Well, you don't jump. Don't jump yet. He's giving us. Who said anything about mezuzah? This is an ochus brachas. V'im davar she'avarhu. If it's something which passed, eino mevarich. Okay, so for all of you that are confused, he gives you more of elaboration. Ketzad. What am I talking about? Says the Rambam. Hareshenis atef b'tzitzis. You put on tzitzis, o shelavash tefillin, or you put on tefillin, o sheyesha besukkah, you sit in your sukkah, v'lo birich, whoops, I forgot to make a bracha tchila at the beginning. Chozer umevarich. You could go back afterwards, or you can now make a bracha, achar shenesatev, after you wrapped yourself with the tzitzis. Asher k'nishanim mitzvosa v'tzivanu lis atef batzitzis. I could still say the bracha. V'chein mevarich, I could also make the bracha, achar shalavash v'haniach tefillin, to put on tefillin. V'achar sheyeshe besukkah, v'yeshe besukkah. V'chein, the key nebulous words, v'chein kol kiyotze be'elu. Everything else is just similar to this. Go figure out what similar means. Aval, the next halacha. One more line. Aval, the but. But, im shachat below bracha. You have to make a bracha on shchita. So you make a bracha on shechting an animal, but you forget to make the bracha. So you shech the animal and you don't make a bracha. Eino chozer achar shchita. You don't go back after shchita and make the bracha. Asher k'nisham savizanu ala shchita. V'cheinim kisei adam. Certain shechtings, certain animals, you have to cover the blood. You're supposed to make a bracha. But if you cover it and you don't make a bracha. Oh, hifrish truma. Or you take off truma. You're supposed to make a bracha before you separate truma. You forgot to do that. Umayser. Oshita taval. Or you dip in the mikvah. You're supposed to make a bracha before you dip. V'lo birich. And you don't make a bracha. Eino Chozer umevarech achar asiya. You don't go back and make a new bracha after you're doing v'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh. Anything which is similar. To which I ask you why we're all here today. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, scream. Vote if you... We'll vote, you'll vote, you'll vote. Raise your hand very high if you think mezuzah is in the first category, which would mean, let's just clarify first, just remind you, in case you forgot, that's your forgetfulness already, that the first category was the ones who say it's like tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah, where the mezuzah continues. Okay, so raise your hand high. I didn't say to talk, I said to raise your hand high. One second. Raise your hand high if you think that mezuzah should be category one, which would enable you to make the bracha afterwards. So more than 50%, I'll have big, okay. Raise your hand if you think mezuzah is like the second. Some over here, okay. Yeah.
The bracha is to fix mezuzah.
Oh, so, okay, so.
That was my exact point.
Okay.
That's my exact point.
Mm-hmm. So it's, you're going to be on target, but you're going to be on, the bracha is really, I tried to avoid, Mr. Eisen, you shouldn't have come, because I tried to avoid that one. I was hoping no one would mention that, because it is in my notes, so I was going to, mention for a second and then say, okay, save it for another week. So we're going to have to save it for another week, but you're excellent. We're going to cite a Meir Makom, which says exactly that point, but you really are wading into a huge problem because it's not so clear you could prove anything from the bracha. Okay, let's start. What's the reason? Did anyone just say, we spoke this out. I just want to read you one line of a Tosos just to make sure we're all on the same page. What's the distinction between these mitzvahs? Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, how would you say it?
Ongoing.
Right. The mitzvah is ongoing. I'll read you the one line he says.
It's not over last year. It still is over last
year. Exactly. Well, that's what we're saying over here. So one second. He says, I'll read you the line. One second. Says, looking for the good line is a long toast, but find the key line is he says, Oviesh B'davim. Yeah, I guess he says, he doesn't say great over here, and there's exactly not the best formulation. Here. Lefisha mitzvah mosheches calls man shum utuf v'omed. The mitzvah of tzitzis continues as long as you're wearing it. So is mezuzah, does the mezuzah, mitzvah of mezuzah, continue all that you're wearing it? All that it's on your house? Okay. Don't say 100% because I have machokas. 50%. Okay. But the animal, once, I just want to clear, just to shake you up a little bit. The animal is still shechted once I shechted it already, right? It's still a shechted animal. The mitzvah of eating kosher meat.
Is that the broccoli you're going to make?
Okay, but one second. But you can hear it. It's not so simple. Okay, comes along the son of the Rambam. I'll read to you his language. This Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam, and he says like this. Find it here, okay? He says like this. He says, yeah. Here. Ze sheshachach es habracha. Someone forgot the bracha before tzitzis. He could fix it up as long as it's tzitzis, he's wearing it. Okay, blah, blah, blah. If he didn't make the bracha until after he took off his tzitzis, then it's too late. Fine. V'chein, im zman asiyas osa mitzvah, yakatzer ma'od. If it's a short time and you forget the bracha, then it's too late. He says, v'zos k'mi sheshachat. This is like someone who shechts. Oshakova mezuzah below bracha. He's like Mr. Isaacson and team over here. That if you, he's sending your kids over here. That's what it's saying. This is a nice age range over here and then in the shir. But they're all the same things. Look, it's great. Look at this. You have generations over here that are on the same team that say what? That no, the Rambam, the son of the Rambam, is very clear. The mitzvah is just like shechita. When you hang up that mezuzah, you're finished. I'm not saying that you just like the shechting meat, you still eat the kosher meat. You're still living in a house, which is a kosher mezuzah. But the mitzvah, the maisa, the action, asiyah of the mitzvah is done. Okay. Problem is that many argue.
It's not really.
Yeah.
Done.
Huh?
It's not done because if you took it off, you have to put it back.
Oh, so hold that far for a second. Excellent. Oh, so that's a whole separate child. The reason why you don't make a bracha if it's stuck is a whole separate child. The Rashba says because it's a mitzvah. I know this is hard to believe. The guy may not accept your money. You may not accept it. It's hard to imagine. But sometimes I've had it. You give a guy not what they want. They say, this is take your stupid dollar. I don't want your dollar. I want $100. You know, so there is that chance. And therefore, you know, because of that, you don't make a bracha because maybe it's not going to be fulfilled. But that's a good question.
It seems like Glashay Basuka. So you don't make a bracha before you put up the sukkah, right?
Okay.
But you're in the environment of the sukkah, you're in it, right?
Yeah.
So the mezuzah, I guess it depends on which, but if it's protecting you.
Oh, so you're on point number four. Excellent. I'll give you first dibs. I'll give you first dibs at that in 1 minute. 2 minutes. Hold the thought. It's a great point. Okay. Then it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. After 8 days, it's too late. That's an easier one, because then it's too late. It's too late. But let's say the 8th day. Okay, 8 days is okay. Don't. The Shkovitz likes to complicate matters over here. The fifth day, he remembers. 4th day, he remembers. Right, it's not Sukkot. It's not Sukkot. Exactly. It's your heart. Excellent point.
Is the mitzvah on the person to put up a mezuzah, or if
So you guys are all good. You're getting on the right path. First, you have to say everyone who argues with Mr. Eisen and team over here. So the problem is that others, say for Apartheid and others, they compare this to Ner Chanukah. I know Chanukah is long gone, but if you think about it, you have the same question with Ner Chanukah. You light the Chanukah candles and you forget to make the bracha. That's a house-based mitzvah, a little bit. So now, do you make a bracha 2 hours later if it's still lit? So that's a big shaila. So some want to say Chanukah candles you would, and therefore it's lahadlik. Again, the bracha is not so clear that it's a proof. So this is another issue, which is got many other achronim say no. I read to you what he says. He says here, the Sefer HaYashar to Rabbi Nutam says he lists mezuzah kagon mitzvahs that are moshekas that continues kagon Torah. Torah, you always learning Torah, Shabbat, Banu, Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sukkah. So that puts everyone against the Mr. Eisen team over here. That everyone else says, the Sefer Yashar seems to be saying, the mitzvah is continuing. So now we have a nice machlokas. The problem is there is no Shulchan Aruch to open up on this topic. There is no Shulchan Aruch dealing with this issue, so we have to go to other achronim who discuss this question. Now, again, the achronim, not surprisingly, are very split like the rishonim. But some of the svaras that they give is what Dr. Levinson said, is that you said that you had a line that, like, if the mezuzah comes off, like, you have to put it back up, meaning the mezuzah must stay up. So if a mezuzah fell down, would you have an obligation to put it back up? Yes. So that sounds more like the not Mr. Eisen team. That everyone says is that you really need to always have a mezuzah on your door, which would imply the mitzvah is still continuing, and therefore the bracha can be, since the mitzvah is ongoing. Some others, the Sefer Vayan Shmuel also says this, that the whole mitzvah is that is for the house to have a mezuzah. So every second that the mezuzah is on the door, so you're fulfilling a mitzvah. It's kind of like yourself. This gets into what Shlomo was saying. Is the mitzvah on you? Is the mitzvah on the house? It sounds like the mitzvah is the house. Every second needs to have a mezuzah, which means that the mitzvah is mosheches. It is continuing. However, others, like the Birkei Yosef, they say, no, the mitzvah is done only when you put up the mezuzah. That's the time. And they bring a raya from Karban Asanel says, he says, this is weird. The Karmel Rebbe says, according to Rabbi Nutam, that we make a bracha mezuzah with kvoa mezuzah, he says, it's still considered a mitzvah which continues, which kind of basically says the bracha is a meaningless to. They say, if it's al mezuzah, they all get into it. If it's likvoa mezuzah, essentially the bracha is really a nice idea, and they all try to go that way, but it's probably not a strong proof. Okay. So now, we have to explain. What is the svaras behind this? And unfortunately, Mr. Herman, the only one who I saw who agrees with you is me. I couldn't find anyone who says what you said. So you're mechavin to me. I'm sorry that there's no one better. But I thought the same thing where you were going with it. Mr. Herman's remembering, well, what was the first shiur we gave? What is the reason for putting up mezuzah? We had two reasons. It would be nice if we could break it up. Reason number one, we said, was it was some type of protection. Somehow the mezuzah is somehow protecting the house. Second reason we said is, no, it was nothing to do with protection. In fact, that may be heretical. It's not protection. The mezuzah is not an amulet. The point of mezuzah is to highlight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oneness, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world. So now you could take it home. Which way do you think? If you say that the bracha is, if you say the mitzvah of mezuzah is that to protect the house, then it should be every second the mitzvah, or is it only one time?
No, always.
I would say every second. And if then the mitzvah, yeah, you like that?
Here's
or
my
no?
issue.
Okay.
This whole split of whether you come back to make a bracha and what types of things was created by the Rambam. The Rambam created this split. The Rambam is also the guy who said that protection is heresy.
Exactly.
So
says, it's
no
a great point.
No,
but I mean, which side is Rambam? Rambam doesn't say which side he's
no,
on. Rambam doesn't say which side
that's
is
fair,
on.
Fair.
That's fair, right? Rambam just speaking out for you the way that brachas are categorized. Rambam himself never said which side he's on.
No, but either of those examples seems that the mitzvah's on the house.
So let's see. So let's talk it out. This is where I came. This is what I came up. It's only me. So I don't know. It was my own thought. I thought that if you say the bracha, if you say that the mitzvah mezuzah is to protect the house, then every second You need it there. Because if it's some working as some form of like shmira, then the mitzvah is nimsheches. It's continuing every second. But if you say the whole idea is to highlight Hashem's oneness, then it, I don't know if that's the case. Maybe, it, I don't know, I'm going to fight you on this. Then maybe putting up the mezuzah is a simen, it's a sign. Me getting up there is a shamsa, it's a mitzvah on me. I need a show. I love God. I believe God is one. I take a mezuzah, stink it on the door, nail it in myself. Probably I'm not doing it. I'll hire you to do it. But the point is that you'll knock the mezuzah on the door for me. And that's, I'm making a statement.
All the time.
But I don't know. I'm not sure. Is it every second is a statement? Or is it the act of placing a mezuzah on your door? Don't get me wrong. Both shittas say you need to have a mezuzah at every second. It's just, what is the maisa mitzvah? What is the act of the mitzvah? The act of the mitzvah of the shmira is every second. But if it's me highlighting that God is one, it's me knocking it onto the door. And then I fulfill the mitzvah. Take it or leave it. I have no idea. You could fight me on this. Yeah.
When it's just on your door, maybe you're not, but every time you acknowledge it by kissing the mezuzah.
Kissing mezuzah is a whole issue, all another issue.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you just acknowledge it, then you're reigniting that whole
thing. I hear you. I'm not sure. Yeah.
When you put it back up, you don't make a bracha a second. Okay,
so 1 second. You're getting to my last point. It's a great point. Yeah.
If you have 11 rooms, you're nailing 11.
Right, so how many brachas? Only one bracha. Correct.
So every time you nail, you're not making another.
I hear you.
Have 50 pieces of challah.
Right, and even shecht a lot of animals. Some say only make one brach also. Yeah.
Also, as far as if whether it's on the house or on the person, right.
And it was a beisecha. It was a beisecha, right? So yeah, but he's making more of a lumdish idea. If the idea is the mitzvah to attach it to the house, then it is really kind of maybe an act on you, as opposed to the mitzvah to have a house which is mezuzud. Then it's a bit. This is this discussion. Okay, so how do we paskin? So the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, has a long tshuva about a completely different topic, which you're all going to jump on me, but save it. Please save it. We'll get a whole week on it. Just don't jump me. Let's say you rent a house. When do you have to put up the mezuzah? Within 30 days of your finding me? We'll get to it. Bring that down. Moshe talks about, though, let's say you put up the mezuzah before the 30 days. He's talking about intentionally. We'll get to it when we get to that topic. And then you want to make the bracha only after 30 days when the real chiyuv comes in. So Moshe talks about, can you put up the mezuzah earlier and make the bracha later on? It's a big discussion. It sounds very relevant to us. It's not exactly his topic, but I'll read you his one-liner. I mean, he's not a one-liner, but I'll read you the one-liner that is relevant to us. He says like this. He says, "Ain't shayach zeh below birch b'shas kviyasa shadayin u'niftam e'abracha to maishna mitfilin. Why is it any different than tefillin? Sheinichem kodem alos ha'shachar." I know this is going to start a whole other discussion here. Please, you put on your tefillin before alos ha'shachar, perhaps an early minyan, perhaps getting into Rabbi Schoenfeld's shita. Okay. K'sheyagi ha'zman, and then when this man comes, mimash mishman, just shake them. U'mevarech k'mefurish b'menachos. It says you can do menachos. He says, it's not only, he says, same thing by tzitzis. He talks about you put on before the day, just shake it. Says Ramosha, but shaking is not important, he says. The whole idea, the reason why you shake it is just to show, okay, I still remember it there. But really, the real this why you can make the bracha later on is because the mitzvah is still continuing. And then he says, but tama mishmosh, you only shake it. It's just a hecker ba'alma. It's just to show that you're still involved in the mitzvah. The imkain, here's the kicker. Gam mezuzah nami kain. Mezuzah should be the same thing. Deshayich levarich af achar shekvar kova. After you already put it up. But he says, v'yishmash mishbo. Just jimmy it. Why? But not because you need to jimmy it. Because to show that I'm still devouring the mitzvah. So he votes against you. Rav Moshe says, that seems to say, Wait a second. We'll save you in a second. The Rav Moshe seems to say, and Avnei Yashar, some say, well, Yashav said this as well, that you could really make the bracha calls man that they're up on your house. And as long as they're up on your house, you can make the bracha. The safer, though, but it was one says, huh? Weeks later? Yeah, years later. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Diane Fisher and Vosner, they all seem to say, no, you really should not. We're really koshish for other opinions, especially when it comes to brachos. We don't like to make brachos lightly for no, you know, reason unless you're really sure that you're making the bracha. So the best answer is, and I know it's not so great, well, they definitely do it before, but if you don't forget, take them down. Now, the question is, can you just take them down for a second and put them back up? That's also controversial. Rav Moshe seems to say yes, but that's because he's pretty lenient about the mitzvah mezuzahs. These others say that no, you really should. The best thing to do is, if you do it, take them down and get them checked. Or take them down and, you know, fix them up.
All of them or just one of them?
That's a good question. Probably one of them, you're fine. It's a good question. Probably one of them, you're fine. Front door, do the front door. The upshot is, just don't forget. Getting your excitement, and your excitement to do it. And you know, as they say, forgetfulness is whatever. But, you know, so have your wife remind you. I'm sure your wife will remind you, and then you'll be fine.